Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate, official journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 44281 through 44284 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statute of 1950 as amended. There are no letters of protest for today's lease sale, and there were no tracts to be recommended for withdrawal, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44281, advertised as 18 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,600. $3,600, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $1,800. $1,800. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 44282. Advertised as 19 acres, and the bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,800. $3,800. Or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $1,900. $1,900. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44283. We did receive one bid on track 44284. Advertises 2,001.66 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 65.64 acres. 65.64 acres. The bidder is Tanya Exploration Company, LLC. Tanya Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $16,410. $16,410, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $8,205. $8,205. Royalties are 22%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening to bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. A roll call, Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Cordero. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Klein. Mr. Hike. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,741 active leases covering nearly 720,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 141 leases covering approximately 120,000 acres. And of that 141, there are four leases discussed in more detail today. State Lease 1450, State Lease 1451, 1480, and State Lease 14589 in the Lake Rackesee Field. ExxonMobil Corporation is our lessee. Committee last reviewed these leases on January 14, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's report and that they be granted until March 11, 2015, to report on the status of their review. By letter dated March 11, 2015, ExxonMobil reported that they are engaged in discussions with Forza Operating regarding a form out of all or a portion of the said state leases. It is their hope to negotiate and execute the agreement within the next 60 days. ExxonMobil requests that they be granted until June 1st, 2015 to report on the status of this agreement. Regarding utilization of State Lease 14589, ExxonMobil made no mention in their letter. The staff is recommending accepting ExxonMobil's report regarding ongoing negotiations for a form out on State Lease 1450, 1451, 1480, and 14589, and grant ExxonMobil until June 10, 2015 to finalize the farm-out agreement with Forza Operating and to provide information to the staff on how the farm-out will affect the non-producing state lease acreage on State Lease 14589. This information should include a location plat showing the proposed farm-out well, a structure map showing the extent of the reservoirs to be tested by the new well, and if this formal is not finalized by June 10, 2015 and no firm development plans have been submitted for State Lease 14589, all of the non-producing state lease acreage on that lease not included in the current area under formal to Forza should be released, or the staff may make application to the Commissioner of the Office of Conservation for the unitization of the current producing sand in the State Lease 14589 number 3 well operated by Forza Operating. Are there any questions? Okay, that concludes my portion of this review.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have one new matter to bring to the attention of the board today. Frank Davis Exploration, Inc. has requested recognition of a force majeure event affecting State Lease 21339 due to flooding as a result of rising Mississippi River waters. The staff determined that a rental payment could be made to maintain the lease. And since this will maintain the lease until the next anniversary date, January 8, 2016, we're not going to require any further reports. This will be removed from the monthly report, and no board action is required at this time. And if you want any further details, we'll be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff.
So moved.
I have a motion from second. Mr. Sanders, I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion from Mr. Segura, a second from Mr. Schutz. The Police Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call the nomination track committee agenda meeting to order. Roll call, Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura, I'm here. Secretary Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Bruyer. Mr. Cordero. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein. Mr. Hype. I believe we have a quorum. I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Segura, gentlemen. Approval by the board was previously granted to the staff to process and advertise four tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the properties are located for today's lease sale. For the April 9, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 44 nominations for advertisement. A request by staff to rescind a board resolution dated March 11, 1965, that established a policy for withdrawing bids submitted for mineral lease sale and to adopt a new policy for withdrawing bids. The staff recommends that the board rescind the aforementioned resolution and adopt a new policy consistent with current operating practices and industry standards.
Do we have any discussion or questions? If not, do I have a motion to rescind the resolution as presented by the staff?
I make a motion for that rescission.
Move to rescind by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
The next item is also a request by staff to rescind a board resolution dated August the 12th, 1965, that established a policy for submitting portion bids and to adopt a new policy for submitting portion bids. The staff recommends that the board rescind the aforementioned resolution and adopt a new policy for submitting portion bids consistent with current operating practices and industry standards.
Any questions or discussion on that item for the rescission?
I'll make a motion to rescind the policy dated August 12, 1965.
Have a motion by Mr. Arnold to rescind the resolution as presented. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
And the final item, Mr. Segura, is 35 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 10, 2015 lease sale or pending approval by the board for advertising. For the June 11, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 45 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 10, 2015 lease sale.
All right. Any discussions on those nominations or questions? If not, do I have a motion to approve giving the staff the authority to advertise those nominations?
Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Morton. Do we have any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries.
That will complete it, Mr. Segura.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the nomination track committee meeting. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Secretary Schutz. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We are adjourned.
I'd like to call the audit committee meeting to order. Do a roll call. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mrs. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton? With myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Newman.
Good morning.
I'd like to appoint you as our designee.
Thank you. As of March 31st, 2015, field audit collections totaled $964,200.86. This includes $948,037.79 in royalty exceptions, $8,348.96 in interest, and $7,814.11 in penalties. We had six new audits engaged in March, which brings the current number of open royalty audits to 60. Total royalties collected in March are $29,469,596.13. Fiscal year-to-date royalty collections total $363,465,646.81, as compared to $42,600,607.50 for the month of March 2014, and fiscal year-to-date royalties of $423,798,988.37 as of March 31st, 2014. Y'all got that?
Yep.
Total monthly state royalty reports submitted in March are 414, which includes 154 SR1s for oil, 193 SR2s for gas, and 67 SR5s for plant products. The current average oil price per barrel as of March 31st, 2015 is $54.14 as compared to the same time last year of $103.39. The current average gas price per MMBTU as of March 31st of 2015 is $2.80 as compared to the same time last year, which was $4.87. And I know y'all are a little tired of talking, of hearing my voice this morning, so I'm going to let Talitha Shorta, the Royalty Reporting Manager, complete the rest of the agenda.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board.
Good morning.
Item number one. A penalty waiver request from PetroHawk Energy LLC for a penalty in the amount of $17,814.45, which was billed for the late payment of royalty. On March 24, 2014, PetroHawk Energy LLC paid a total of $92,839 in late royalty for November 2010 through December 2013. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding less than 4 years. PetroHawk was late in remitting their royalty payment due to a delay in revenue received from the operator. PetroHawk Energy LLC paid $6,758.23 in interest charges on October 30, 2014. In accordance with the penalty waiver protocol, the staff is recommending a 50% penalty waiver of $8,907.22 with a balance of $8,907.23 due.
You've heard the staff's reports. Any comments or questions? We have a motion.
I move to accept the staff's recommendation.
A motion by Mr. Segura to accept staff's recommendation, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Is there any committee members opposed to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Item two.
A penalty waiver request from PetroHawk Energy LLC for a penalty in the amount of $21,213.40, which was billed for the late payment of royalty. On December 23, 2013, PetroHawk Energy LLC paid a total of $83,178.14 in late royalty for January 2010 through October 2013 disposition. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding for less than 4 years. PetroHawk was late largely due to a well held in suspense for a lack of title. Once title and support were obtained, payment was remitted. PetroHawk Energy LLC paid $7,606.74 in interest charges on October 30th, 2014. In accordance with the penalty waiver protocol, the staff is recommending a 50% penalty waiver of $10,606.70 with a balance of $10,606.70 due.
You've heard the staff's report and recommendation. Give a motion to approve. Move by Mr. Smith. Second by Mr. Morton. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Are there any committee members opposed to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Item three.
A penalty waiver request for WSF Inc. for a penalty in the amount of $41,087.42, which was billed for the late payment of royalty. On January 23, 2014, WSF Inc. paid the state a total of $299,162.54 in late royalty for June 2012 through November 2013 disposition. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding less than 2 years. WSF Inc. was late largely due to a well held in suspense for a lack of title. Once title and support were obtained, payment was remitted. WSF Inc. paid $8,932.42 in interest charges on October 30th, 2014. In accordance with the penalty waiver protocol, the staff is recommending a 75% penalty waiver of $30,815.57 with a balance of $10,271.85 due.
Thank you. You've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Is that a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Move by Mr. Gore. Second by Mr. Sanders. Ms. Sanders, you have a question? Approve. You second the motion? We move by Mr. Gore. Second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there any committee members opposed to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
The last item on the agenda is the staff report to the committee that the election for April 2015 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you. There be no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned. Yes, sir, Mr. Sanders. We're not adjourned yet. Ask your question.
Ms. Rachel, would you assist me this morning, please? And this is not a taxable industry, which we need quite well, but I've been here 7 years, and when I see somebody that's late from October the 10th, I'm just taking this item number two as an example. From October 2010, late on their royalty through October 2013. And what do you think about our policy of being so lenient, just in a general concept, with someone that's that late? Because that's pretty late when in today's world of money, and particularly in our current situation in this state. From an income standpoint. Is my question clear?
Yes, sir. I will say the staff only makes recommendations of penalty waivers based on the board's set protocol and the resolution. So in the instance of these type of waivers, I'm always going to make a recommendation in accordance with the terms of the resolution. I'm never going to deviate from the resolution.
I'll add to what Ms. Newman said. I think the policy should be set by the board, and if the board feels that it's too lenient, it's within your prerogative to change it.
Mr. Sanders, I have actually been in discussions with Executive Council about updating the policy. We are reviewing the policy. We are looking at anything that should be updated to address situations like this as well. And before any of that were decided upon, we would bring that before the board for discussion as well.
I'm very much interested in addressing this because that money belongs to the state. And we might, it just strikes me that we might be needing to address this. It just hit me this morning. I don't know why, because there's two of them here. I mean, even as a lawyer, it's a little difficult for me to understand about a lack of title on something on a lease that's been apparently been in existence for quite some time on that item two.
Yes, sir.
Do you get involved in that to determine?
In this instance, no, we did not. Typically, when we have an issue like this, our office is notified. They go through the proper escrow procedures, and if you'll notice, those are not brought before the board because when it is deposited into the escrow account, this situation does not occur. In this instance and in item number three, we were not notified. They held it in their own suspense. When they do things like that, it's considered a late payment of royalty, and we do assess interest and penalty. So those are brought before you. So anytime I do bring one like this before you, it's because we were not involved from the front or on the front end.
And understand this is not negative to the agency or to you.
Yes, sir.
Very respectful in that regard. But this was only discovered on an audit.
Well, these were actually not related to field audits. These were self-reported during the regular royalty process. Would they be found during an audit? More than likely, yes. Chances are these periods had not been field audited yet, but this is an instance where they reported it to royalty reporting on their own.
Obviously, there needs to be a balance between the industry and the state on state royalties and state production and reporting, timely reporting and collecting and remitting. I'd like to hear some further comments on this down the road.
Mr. Sanders, would you like to make
me that we and I saw this earlier at the docket review committee, and some of these numbers are fairly large, and I assume we're going to address that, and the board will be hearing something on the issue.
As far as penalty waiver protocol?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And understand I'm not attacking you.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Sanders, would you like to make a motion that we actually revisit the penalty waiver protocol?
I do. I would like for us to revisit that. I'm not against waivers, but I'm wondering if we should not tighten it up a little bit or at least get it studied and look at it. Thank you. I'm here, sir.
So that was a motion, correct?
A motion is that we revisit this as soon as staff can report to us in 2 or 3 months. Or okay.
There's a move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Schutz. Any further comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries as well. Thank you. There being no further items on the agenda and no new business, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Peck.
Good morning, sir. I think I probably have the longest agenda, so.
Friend there will be the reporter this morning, or are you going to do that for
me? I'll do it.
Thank you, then. I'm going to recognize you to give us a report on this.
Okay, you've got to take roll call.
I'll call the roll for you.
Get the roll call.
Mr. Arnold, Mr. Segura, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Briette. Mr. Klein. Mr. Morton. Present. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Hyde. Mr. Chairman, we have 6 members present and a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Tech. Good morning, gang.
Okay. To start off with, this is an easy one. Start off with a
long to me.
It just looks long. It's a request for final approval of a lease amendment by and between the state of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board and the Harvest Group LLC to amend state lease number 16386 to that's in St. Bernard Parish, and it's to include the clauses, and I can enumerate them. It's a revision of the force majeure clause to more clearly clarify force majeure and suspending events, and a revision of the oil well shut-in provision, and a revision of the per acre dollar amount and the minimum dollar amount of semi-annual payments for a gas shut-in and a well, and a revision of the production reporting requirements to report by LUC code as well as well serial number, a revision of the provision to allow the public access on public waterways over a state lease, and the final one is a revision of the acreage retention clause whereby the lessee may not retain acreage where the state has been successful and gotten a final judgment canceling a lease for reasons other than non-development. And the staff does recommend approval of adding those clauses to the lease.
What's the pleasure of the board? Please state your name for the motion, please.
Mr. Arnold, I'd like to approve the motion.
Thank you, Mr.
Staff Arnold. Recommendation.
Your second.
Second.
Is there any public comment on the motion? Any board further comment, questions, observations? Any objection by the board? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Next item is a request for final approval of an operating agreement by and between the state of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board and Mineral Ventures, Inc. to create an operating agreement for the production of oil, gas, and other hydrocarbons, which includes a provision for a fair market value to the state of 25% before payout, and it accelerates to 40% after payout, and covering property, from former state lease number 4724, containing 30 acres, more or less, and it is in the north half of the southwest quarter of the southwest quarter, and the north half of the south half of the southwest quarter of the southwest quarter of section 20, township 15 north, range 4 west, located in Bienville Parish, Louisiana, and it's on the docket as item number 15-10, and the staff does recommend that that be approved.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Your second. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Do I hear any public comment on this motion? Is there any further board comment or discussion? Any objection to the motion by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Next item is a request for final approval of an operating agreement by and between the state of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board and Sunland Production Company, Inc., to create an operating agreement for the development of oil, gas, and other liquid and gaseous hydrocarbons, which will give a state production interest of 22.5% before payout, which increases to 24% after payout of the fair market value, and it covers property that was prior state lease 19459, insofar and only insofar as is limited to the confines of the HOSS RASU 153 unit, which is tract one on a plat that is attached to the document itself, and it contains 214.271 acres, more or less, located in Section 36, Township 16 North, Range 14 West, in Caddo and DeSoto Parishes, Louisiana, and it also insofar and only insofar as state oil and gas and mineral rights under the property cover from the surface down to the base of the Houston Formation, and all of which is more fully set out in the document located on the docket as item number 15-11. Staff does recommend approval.
And that's a clarification. That's the Haas RA, excuse me, RASU-134.
What did I say?
155.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong line.
That's okay. That's all right.
Thank you. The board. Board has heard the presentation. What's a pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith. Is there any discussion by the public or comment? Any board further discussion or comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Hagg.
Okay. Item number four is a recommendation for final approval of a compromise agreement by and between the state of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board and Sterling Oak Properties, LLC, whereby production from tract number 7C, or which is 7, which is Cut Around Bayou minus the spur of Cut Around Bayou, and is located within the 15,000-foot RCSUA unit, and the production shall be, the revenue from production should be shared 50% to the state and 50% to Sterling Oak Properties. And it affects state lease number 20361 in Cameron Parish, and further particulars in the document itself, and it's on the docket as item number 15-12, and the staff does recommend final approval.
Pleasure of the board. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Arnold. Thank you very much, Mr. Martin, for the second. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Next is an update on the proposed new lease form, and the staff is recommending that the board grant authority to post on the DNR website for public review and comments the following provisions: the provision for title disputes, the provision for offset, the environmental language, and the plugging and abandonment language. Additionally, the previous publication of parts of the new lease form, which have not received any comments and which we are asking the board to approve at this time, is the royalty provision clause, the single payor clause, the unit plat requirement clause, the lessee reporting clause, how they are supposed to report, the force majeure and suspending events clause, and the audit access clause. These were previously presented to the public and received little or no comment, so we're asking the board to approve those as well.
Heard the presentation. What's the pleasure? Do I hear a motion? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the motion.
Second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Segura, for the second. Is there any public comment on this issue? Any board comment, discussion? Any objection by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, the next item, you have in your group of papers a copy of the proposed new lignite or coal lease form, and we are presenting it. The staff is going to ask that, that it be posted on the DNR website for public review and comments, and also the staff to direct copies be provided to the various school boards for their review and comments as well. And if the board has any comments, We certainly ask that you go ahead and make comments, and we'll try to answer them.
Well, may I start out as a chair? I received this lengthy document by email, and I printed only the pages that had some interest to me. Have we previously been presented this document for review before I received it this week?
Well, this document has been quite thoroughly reviewed by Attorney General's office, staff, and otherwise. We're going to put it out for public review at this time, and it's basically for our school boards to use, since the state has very few lands where we'd have a coal lease. But we have reviewed it. We're presenting it to the board for their comments. We don't ask you to do anything now. We're just putting it out for your comments as well. We'll ask probably later on, after it's fully reviewed and commented on, we'll ask for final approval of it. But we're going to send it to the school boards for their review, since they're the ones that will probably be using it most.
And specifically answering your question, no, sir, this hasn't been presented to the board prior to the email that went out last week.
Well, what is the time frame that we see in dealing with this? Because I really want an opportunity to look at it in detail. Because I realize it's mostly for the school boards.
Right.
But we're their surrogate in dealing with these, as we all know.
Well, what we'll do is we'll give you, the board, as much time as they need to review it. And when the board indicates to us that they're ready have reviewed it and are ready to make a final assessment on it, we'll put it before the board for final approval, and then we'll submit it to the various school boards for their use.
May I further question the issue? You know, this type of mineral development is tremendously damaging to the environment where it's done. And I'm not on a big deal this morning, but that's a very important thing. That's the thing that caught my eye the most, was the digging and the dredging and et cetera. This is not the same regulations and not the same process of processing, for searching for and reducing and collecting oil.
Right.
So I have a real interest in seeing this a long time before, because I want to look at it very thoroughly.
Right.
Secondly, has this been offered for review by our surrogate here in this agency, not the mineral board, from an environmental standpoint?
We have. Actually, what we've had is a person from the review that has done coal leasing in the past, and their coverage of coal mining is a lot more strict than oil and gas mining. Yes. In fact, their provisions for recovery of the land itself is extremely strict. And also, the company will continue to pay an amount to the lessee until the land is restored. So the provisions and the oversight by Natural Resources has been a lot more stringent than it is for an oil and gas well.
I want you to understand, I'm asking these questions basically through lack of information.
Oh, I understand.
And I'm really interested in seeing this early on. And
the attorneys within the department had an active role in revising this, and now we're at the stage where it goes out to everyone's review.
Mr. Sanders, may I suggest maybe it would be helpful if the staff put together a presentation on the various provisions and articles in the lease form for next month and go over it in detail? Would that be helpful?
Well, I certainly would like to see that. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to be here next month because our first great-grandchild is on the 10th, and I'm have to struggle. That's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So,
would June be better for us to do that?
Yes, it would be. I'd like to see it, and maybe next month is a little early, just respectfully, not just convenient for me, but give them
well, if hand. You know what you can do is, after reviewing it, if you have any particular questions, you can write them down, you can email them to me, and I'll make sure that those questions are answered as thoroughly as possible.
I would like, if possible, to obtain a complete copy of it today. I just took some of the things that I was interested in. We have a complete copy of it in our booklet today?
Right, you do.
Thank you. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Mr. Sanders, so you suggest that we do not put it out to public review until after we have reviewed it?
Well, that's kind of, I don't want to hold it up, but if we're putting it for public review, that's an indication that we're pretty much at our final form. Am I understanding that?
Not necessarily.
This lease,
I don't believe that's necessarily the case, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you.
I think what we're doing is just putting it out there for everyone to comment,
right,
that we can consider those comments concurrent with our review. I believe this form is an improvement over the form that's currently in existence. And so what we're trying to do is get a form that is more comprehensive in place.
Right.
Thank you very much. I'm not attempting to interfere with the process. I'm just having interest in it.
And let me also say that the companies or the entities that will use this lease more than we will probably be the school boards and agencies of the state. And so that's why we're putting it out to them also for comments.
I'll add to that, in the process of updating the oil and gas lease form, we've made significant changes based on the public comments. So public comments would likely lead to changes.
Thank you very much for listening to me on the subject this morning. I'm sorry.
So we do need a motion to advertise or put this out for public review. Is that correct?
Right.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. You'll hear a second to the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Duke. Any public comment on the motion that we have? Any further board comment or discussion? Is there any board objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item number 7 is a request by Leslie McMoran Oil and Gas, LLC, et al., for an extension of the primary term of state lease number 20928 from 3 years to 5 years. This is a lease of a 16th section, and therefore it is the school boards that would have to approve the extension. This is the Assumption, the Iberville, and the St. Martin Parish School Boards. And the provision for extending the lease from 3 to 5 years is that an ultra-deep well is going to be drilled. The company has given us or shown us proof that they are intending to drill an ultra-deep well, and so forth. So the documentation has been provided, and all three school boards have issued their authority to go ahead and increase the primary term from 3 to 5 years. They've given us resolutions, and so the staff does recommend that the board recommend or authorize the extension from 3 to 5 years, amend the lease.
Correction would be Iberia, not Iberville.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is? I've done that 3 times already.
All right. I was going to ask a question.
No, I understand.
For public consumption, it's been advertised and it's outposted. Word for word and letter for letter is not the controlling, but what was printed, isn't it?
Right.
Thank you. May I hear a motion from?
Shoots, I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Smith. I appreciate that. Is there any public comment? Any board comment or discussion? Is there any objection from the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 8 is a request by the staff for a 90-day extension of a previously granted authority to negotiate an operating agreement with Red Wolf Operating LLC and BMR Oil and Gas, Inc. And the operating agreement is to be on water bottoms in the Hoss, HOSSRASUM unit that's in Logansport Field in DeSoto Parish. The staff does recommend the additional 90-day extension.
What's your pleasure, the board?
Move to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. I hear a second. Thank you. Here a second. Any public comment on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Any further discussion? Hear none. Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 9 is a request by the staff to issue final notice to the following companies, lessees, for have their re-registration updated with the Office of Mineral Resources by January the 31st, which is or suffer a penalty, which is authorized by Revised Statute 30:123.1. The companies to be notified are Avalon Oil and Gas, Inc., for state lease number 10854, Harbor Resources, LLC, state lease number 18441, Mount Franklin Irrevocable Trust, for state lease number 13734, Petrus Energy, LLC, for state lease numbers 20434, 20953, and 20954. Samuel S. What is it? Peterly? No. Perelson. I'm sorry. Perelson. It's hard to say that. For state lease numbers 1958, 2125, state lease 20101 and 20103. For Strata Resources, Inc., for state lease number 19014 and 19130. And for the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, for state lease number 4218. And what we're asking for is authority. They have been notified multiple times that they have not paid or re-registered. And so we're asking for, if we notify them one more time and give them a final notice to re-register by April the 30th of 2015, and if they do not re-register by that date, we're asking for authority to start assessing a liquidated damage penalty of $100 a day to begin May 1st of 2015 until paid, and that's authorized by a revised statute 30.123.1C.
Thank you, Mr. Tech. Chair has a question.
Yes, sir.
Are these actual active leaseholders producing minerals in this state?
Yes, sir.
They have ignored all of our attempts to get them to register appropriately as required by law?
Yes, sir. And that's more than one occasion.
That's quite offensive to me, since they're doing business on state-owned lands with state royalties. And Right. Do you know whether they're still in existence? They must be.
Well, our notices have been delivered by certified mail return receipts, okay. So we know that they exist.
Board, have any comment on this?
I do have one question. I believe there's no fee involved in re-registering, correct?
Right.
And the act of re-registering requires answering an email with your address?
Right.
So take...
They just have ignored every attempt to get them to re-register.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Any further questions by the board preliminarily before we proceed? Anything else? The board's heard the presentation by Mr. Heck. What's the pleasure of the board?
Make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Mr. Smith, thank you for the second. Is there some discussion by the public on this issue? Is there any board discussion, further discussion? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Tagg, very much, sir.
Okay, the next three items will be an executive session. The first one is a discussion of a suit entitled Chesapeake, Louisiana, LP versus the State Mineral and Energy Board of Louisiana and Petrohawk Properties, LLC. It's suit number 35535, 39th Judicial District Court in Red River Parish, Louisiana. The second item is a discussion of a settlement proposal by and between the State of Louisiana and ConocoPhillips regarding water bottoms located in the Sibcorse RASUA unit in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. The third item is a discussion of settlement on a suit entitled Dupree Tractor Company, Inc., et al., versus State of Louisiana, et al., is suit number 35629, the 39th Judicial District Court, Red River Parish, Louisiana. Those will be in executive session.
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Do you have some questions? Thank you very much.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, we adjourn. Thank you, Mr. Beck.
I'm glad I wasn't here then. I would have had to step out. He did?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to see that operation we got. Yeah, I got
you get dropped on the table.
You need to come back to...
Did he start into a green?
We could pull up another chair.
Yeah. Concerned.
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
Thank you very much. Can you hear a second?
Second.
All right. Back to order. Ready to proceed, Mr. Tate? Thank you.
On agenda item number 10, that was strictly for informational purposes only. On agenda item number 11, the staff recommends, or the staff is seeking a motion to accept the offer presented by ConocoPhillips and the issue discussed in executive session with details to be worked out in a new amendment to the original unitization agreement.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Hear a second. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cadera. Public comment? Board comment? Any board discussion? Any objection by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries.
On agenda item number 11, the staff recommends authority be given to the Attorney General's office to negotiate the terms of the settlement discussed in executive session.
Pleasure.
I believe that was item agenda number 12, correct? Yes, I'm sorry.
I
make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
Any public discussion? Any board discussion? Any objection to the motion by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Tech. Thank you. Thank you, legal counsel. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, sir.
There are no other items, legal and titles.
You have another item?
No other items.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Thank you. Second. Got it. Any objection? Adjourn. And it's 11 o'clock.
Roll call for the docket committee.
Sheets missing, or is this it?
Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Seguro.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the docket review committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Dennis to present the agenda, please.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the April 8, 2015 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through item 16. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through item number 4, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all the reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff.
Sanders, move.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Mm-hmm. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Schutz. The docket review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to call the order of the regular meeting and lease sale for April 8, 2015. Roll call, please.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Klein. Mr. Morton. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Hike. Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Thank you. I'd like to have an approval to for the March 11, 2015 minutes.
Move to accept those minutes.
Is it move by Mr. Segura? Second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the board members? Any comments or questions or corrections from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, the Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, the Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. Are there any comments or questions about those committee meetings? Got a motion to approve.
Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders. Second by Mr. Smith to approve the committee recommendations. Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, those recommendations are approved. Need a motion to go to executive session to discuss the upcoming lease.
Move to go in executive session.
Moved by Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Sanders. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Thank you. It'll be a few minutes, gentlemen and ladies. I'd like to set the motion to come out of executive session. Move on, Mr. Segura, come out of executive session. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions? Anyone oppose? Hearing none. We're out of executive session. And ready to hear staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The staff recommends that all the bids received be accepted.
All of them?
All three of them.
Was that a motion, Mr. Segura, to accept?
Yes, that's a motion to accept all of the bids, every one of them.
Second by Mrs. Sanders. Anyone with comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? The motion is accepted. Leases are awarded. Thank you. Announcements?
The total for today's lease sale is $23,810, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to a little over $10.3 million. I'd also like to remind all the board members that the ethics disclosures are due by May 15th, so that'll be next month. And will be the quarterly mineral revenue and production report has been updated. We'll be mailing that, emailing that to all the board members after the meeting today. And then finally, a bit of trivia courtesy of Mr. Charles Bradbury. April 1st was the 100th anniversary of the state first state lease issued in Louisiana. It was issued April 1st, 1915 by Governor L.E. Hall. It was issued on 6,500 acres of Cross Lake in Caddo Parish.
Is it so active? any other comments or questions? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Move to Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Morton. Hearing no one opposed, we are adjourned. Thank you.